Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad, 德瑜。
I like to see justice done. When I see something unjust, I want to make it right, even among strangers. Is there something wrong?
我喜欢看到正义伸张。当我看到不公义的事，我就想把它做对。甚至对陌生人也是要这样，这样不好吗？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 26, verse 17 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言26章17节。
Like one who seizes a dog by the ears is a passerby who meddles in a quarrel, not his own. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 17.
箴言26章17节，过路被事激动，管理不干己的争竞，好像人揪住狗耳。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们了解一下这一节经文的意思吧。
Like one who seizes a dog by the ears. Seizes, S-E-I-Z-E-S, seizes.
Seizes 就是抓住 Seizes S-E-I-Z-E-S Seizes 所以一开始说 Like one 就像一个人这样一个人用 who 来形容 Who seizes 他抓住什么呢
A dog by the ears
他抓住一只狗 By the ears其实他是抓住狗的耳朵这样的情况怎么样呢
Is a passerby Passerby P-A-S-S-E-R-B-Y Passerby
Passerby 就是路过的人叫做 passerby P-A-S-S-E-R 在中间一横在 B-Y Passerby 就是路过的人所以这边说就像一个人他抓住了狗的耳朵这样的情况就像一个路过的人 passerby 怎么样呢
Who meddles meddles M-E-D-D-L-E-S meddles
meddles 就是插手管别人的事叫做 meddles M-E-D-D-L-E-S meddles 这个路过的人插手怎么样呢
In a quarrel, not his own. Quarrel. Q-U-A-R-R-E-L. Quarrel.
Quarrel 就是争执、争竞的事情。Quarrel. Q-U-A-R-R-E-L. Quarrel. 所以这样的人 a passerby, 他其实是一个路过的人而已但是他却插手 who meddles, 插手 in a quarrel, 插手在别人的争竞争执里面。然后呢
?Not his own.
Not his own, 就是不干他的事情不是属于他的事情他只是个路过的人也要插手。所以这整个呢中文圣经翻译成过路被事激动就是你路过被某件事情激动呢管理不干己的争竞你去管不干你自己的这样的争竞争闹的事情就好像人揪住狗的耳朵是这样的整个的意思。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来读今天的英文经文。
Like one who seizes a dog by the ears is a passerby who meddles in a quarrel not his own. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 17.
箴言二十六章十七节，过路被事激动，管理不干己的争竞，好像人揪住狗的耳朵。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入分享的时间。
I like to see justice done.
我喜欢看到正义伸张。
When I see something unjust, I want to make it right.
当我看到不公义的事，我就想把它做对。
Even among strangers.
即使我对陌生人也是要这样。
Is there something wrong?
这样不好吗？
The Bible tells us that we should not meddle.In matters that are none of our concern.
圣经告诉我们，我们对于不相干的事情其实不应该插手。
Meddling is when we get involved with other people's matters.
Meddling 就是插手干预，就是呢，我们介入别人的事情。
When we get involved, we need to have wisdom.
当我们介入的时候，我们需要智慧。
What is our motive?
我们的动机是什么呢?
Will our help really be beneficial to the situation?
我们想要帮忙真的对状况有帮助吗?
Is it my responsibility?
是我的责任吗?
We should try to truly understand what is going on before we act.
在我们有任何行动之前，我们需要真正的了解状况是什么。
Otherwise, we may likely cause more harm than good.
不然的话呢，我们会造成更大的伤害，可能也没办法带来什么好处。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次这一节的经文。
Like one who seizes a dog by the ears is a passerby who meddles in a quarrel not his own.Proverbs chapter 26, verse 17.
箴言二十六章十七节，过路被事激动，管理不干己的争竞，好像人揪住狗的耳朵。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再会。